This is an important chapter. Awareness is timeless wisdom for a number of reasons. One, it gives a detailed description of the fruition. In other words, what it means to realize timeless awareness and what is part of that package, so to speak. Now, especially for those of us who are Westerners, when we think of accomplishments or people doing incredible things, we learn that as individuals within ourselves, we somehow muster up this accomplishment, that we have individual qualities and characteristics that then manifest as incredible accomplishments, and that those accomplishments are based on cause and effect relationship, that we cause the effect of the accomplishment by doing certain things with our individual body and mind, and thus we become accomplished people. So this is saying something much different than that. What it's saying is that only in resting imperturbably, entirely beyond this cause and effect relationship associated with accomplishment, can these powers of wisdom be found. That's the only place that they're found. They only come to people who rest imperturbably without trying to do so. They don't come to anyone else. Unless one can rest imperturbably as all points of view, then the great powers that are described in here don't come. They just don't come. So you see, it's really wonderful in that everyone has access to it. Everyone, no matter who they are, because it isn't located in any individual. It's not an individual attribute or characteristic. The wisdom, body, speech, mind qualities, and activities are so for the entire basic space of awareness. They're not located anywhere. And it's not a well that can be drained dry. So everyone on earth could be manifesting all these incredible powers, and there would still be an infinite and endless supply of power and force. So that's quite incredible, isn't it? It really is quite incredible. If through the key point of effortlessness there is familiarity with the very essence of timeless awareness, the natural presence of points of view, although beneficial awareness is timelessly present, there is realization of awareness anew. Familiarity of the very essence of timeless awareness is found in resting imperturbably. And what is that essence of timeless awareness? It is the true nature of points of view. So it's not something that's apart from points of view. It's resting as the points of view and not getting distracted by their labels. As the Hindi man said, oh, I know, not poking at the positive or negative ones. And when we rest, the key point of effortlessness is what rest is. Then we are realizing something that's already timelessly present about ourselves. We're not getting a new quality that we didn't have before. We're just uncovering one we already have that we didn't know we have. This is the unsurpassable pinnacle of unchanging timeless wisdom, the vast expanse of beneficial awareness. These words are very important because it says that the unsurpassable pinnacle of resting as awareness without trying to do so is timeless wisdom, and that this is a vast expanse of potent benefit. Although the orbs of the sun and moon are radiantly luminous in the vault of the sky, they can be completely obscured by thick clouds which prevent them from being seen. This parallels the way in which wisdom awareness, though present within us, is not fully evident. Just as when There are clouds and storms in the sky, monsoons, tornadoes, hurricanes, whatever they may be. That doesn't change the sun shining in the sky. The sun's still there. Did you know that? Even on the day where it's so cloudy, where's the sun? Well, it's still there. You know, we can go up in an airplane and up above the clouds, and we see that the sun's still there. When we rest as awareness, well, it's just like that. We look at, we're the sun of awareness, we're looking at all the clouds, resting at the clouds, but they really don't bother us. And sometimes in an airplane, we can go up so high that we can't see anything but space. Have you ever done that, where you look down, you can't see the earth, or... Did I really do that? Was I in an airplane? Was I in an airplane, Simon? Simon's a pilot, that's why I asked him that. But Simon's been cavorting around the sky in the southern hemisphere only? Oh, you go up to the northern hemisphere too, above the equator? Oh, it is north. Oh, uh-huh. It is in the northern hemisphere. Wow. Oh, you do? Uh-huh. Yeah. Were you in your helicopter when you flew through the circular rainbows, or in another airplane? Thick clouds and circular rainbows too vanish naturally when left alone in the sky. Similarly, the clouds of points of view vanish without effort or striving, and the very essence of wisdom awareness shines in and of itself as the vast expanse of basic space. Many people, when it's a cloudy day, they lament the clouds. Oh, it's so cloudy, look at that. And then when there's a rainbow, people say, oh, isn't that wonderful, a rainbow? But what are these? They're both appearances of pure space, nothing else. They vanish naturally in their own right when left alone in the sky, whether we think of them in a positive way or in an ambivalent way. The essence of awareness is like the sun, shining clearly within the expanse of the basic space of points of view. When we rest as awareness, its lucidity shines as the entire basic space of points of view. And the more we rest as awareness, the more obvious this is. And there's never an end to it. So never think, oh, I've reached that point where everything's going to be this way from now on, because it never will be. There will always be greater and greater lucidity as long as you live, which is truly amazing. Everything arises without bias due to its dynamic energy, which is like the sun's rays. Whatever appears within awareness has no bias. It has no extremes whatsoever. It only is the dynamic energy of awareness, in the same way that the sun's rays are the dynamic energy of the sun. But we wouldn't say, oh, that ray of the sun, I don't like that one, and this ray of the sun, I do like that one. All the rays of the sun are equal. They're all sunshine, no matter what they are. And we can understand the dynamic energy of awareness in the same way. It's the luster of the basic space of awareness, just like sunshine comes from the sun. We'd never say that the sunshine or the sun's rays were something different than the sun. Similarly, the display of points of view, the natural dynamic energy deriving from the essence of the basic space of awareness itself, is entirely beneficial. All of these points of view, no matter what they are, the dynamic energy of awareness, it's all entirely beneficial. no matter what we might think of it, no matter how negative it is or seems to be, it's a wisdom appearance. It's an appearance of timeless wisdom to timeless wisdom as timeless wisdom. So there's never anything else that appears, and we either discriminate and say, oh, it's something to accept or something to reject, or we rest as awareness, and in that we know that all appearances are timeless wisdom, the timeless wisdom of timeless awareness. The array of points of view consists of an inconceivable expanse of timeless awareness knowing itself, self-knowing awareness. Whenever a point of view appears, it appears as self-knowing awareness. When we rest as awareness, there's only awareness, the self-knowing awareness as that point, as the entire basic space of that point of view. It isn't something separate that's looking at the point of view. The dynamic energy of the sun's rays stirs the wind that disperses clouds. The solar winds and the other energy patterns of winds that come from the sun stir the wind that's down by the clouds, and then they disperse and go away. Similarly, just with resting in awareness, with the realization of the very essence of timeless awareness, effortless pure space, its display of points of view is experienced as its luster. When we rest as awareness, we could say that the winds, the awareness winds, disperse the points of view. The dynamic energy just vanishes naturally in its own right, but actually nothing happens. Nothing whatsoever happens. It just is awareness. It's just that another wisdom appearance appears where the other one had been. Confusion, which has always been free, is now free in its own place. Now, this is really wondrous when we realize that confusion is completely free. We're just resting as awareness, as confusion, and realize that there's never been any confusion. All points of view are purified as the basic space of timeless wisdom without having to be renounced. What we often hear referred to as purification usually involves a lot of doing of different activities that's supposed to lead to purification of appearances. However, all appearances are already pure, and when we rest as awareness, they're instantaneously purified no matter what they are. This takes us completely beyond all belief systems, no matter what they've been, that have governed our thinking, all points of view, from the subtle to the overt. Overt points of view would be things like original sin, karma, reincarnation, what's beneficial and harmful, what to accept and what to reject. These are very powerful urges in us associated with belief in points of view and distraction by points of view. And the only way to go beyond them is to rest as awareness. From that, everything is clearly seen. It's just like when you're up in an airplane and you look down at the earth and you can see so many things. You can see like all the way the farms are put together, the ways the farms are put together, how the farmers mow the fields, the different patterns they drive their tractors in. It's so amazing, and you can kind of see what they're growing based on the colors or whether the field is fallow. And all of this, we wouldn't be able to see it all from on the ground and point of view land. But from the spaciousness of the balanced view of awareness, everything is seen. All points of view, there is no idea of where they have gone, and that is amazing. When we rest as awareness, We rest as awareness as one point of view, but with that, we release all kinds of points of view. So in resting as awareness as one point of view, have you noticed that you're suddenly able to rest as many points of view? So it's not just that one point of view. It has what you could call an exponential effect on points of view. The naturally present sun shines as timeless awareness in the crystal clear sky. The actual experience of perception, complete perceptual openness in all experience, is like the naturally present sun shining in the crystal clear sky. In the same way that sunshine fills all of space, the sunshine of awareness fills complete perceptual openness and all experience. Timeless wisdom does not come from somewhere else, but is simply awareness's own pure manifestation. This reality for human beings in which the sun of awareness shines, the sunshine of awareness filling the complete perceptual openness of every single experience. This is the pure manifestation of timeless wisdom. Did I give you a sense of that? Yeah, it's really amazing because it really doesn't come from anywhere else. And it's important to describe these things to us, to ourselves, in a way that we can understand it, that we can understand it and relate it directly to our own experience. So we really know what that's like. We really know what complete perceptual openness is in all experience. That it's not just empty awareness, but it's extremely lucid, luminous awareness, the clear light of wisdom that outshines the need to do anything about what appears. The fact that points of view are outshone in their own place is due to the key point that the stainless purity of awareness is a naturally present reality of imperturbable rest. When we rest as awareness, then points of view are just outshone in their own place. There's nothing that needs to be done about them. And once we experience that decisively, it is an enormous boon, because then we realize that it's possible with other points of view. According to the distinctive principle of this approach, what binds the ordinary conventional mind arises as the reality of freedom. For all points of view arises the ground of effortless wisdom. So in ordinary thinking and distraction by points of view, the whole life is spent lost in points of view. But the same points of view arises the ground of effortless freedom for those who rest as awareness. That's amazing. The power and skill of the eagle's wings are already perfected while resting within the shell. As long as it is enveloped by the shell, this is not evident. But when the shell breaks, the eagle simultaneously soars into the vault of the sky. While the eagle's resting in the shell, incubating, its wings become perfectly formed. They're ready to go. But you can't see that as long as it's inside the shell. You can't see any of that. But when the shell breaks, boom, it's gone. It's flying into the sky, high above the earth, soaring over abysses. Likewise, the belief in points of view is perfected into timeless wisdom by resting in awareness. So just like the eagle rests in the inside the eggshell and its magnificent wings become perfected, so the wings of timeless wisdom become perfected by resting as awareness. When the shell non-recognition of awareness breaks, naturally present awareness immediately arises in and of itself, naturally lucid. When the shell of non-recognition of awareness finally breaks completely, the resting, the process of rest is complete. It's complete. It's no longer needed. There's no need to try to do so. The wings of timeless wisdom are perfected, and the eagle of awareness soars into the sky. Self-accomplished wisdom awareness self occurs and expands. At that moment of the breaking of the shell of non-recognition of awareness, in that moment it's seen that even non-recognition of awareness is awareness. All the subtle points of view are gone beyond, all the conventional beliefs. Wisdom, body, speech, mind, qualities, and activities pervade, filling the stainless sky. All of stainless, flawless, infinite, indescribable, inexpressible, immeasurable space is equal to the wisdom, body, speech, mind, qualities, and activities. There isn't a single part of space where those are not fully present. The vast perspective of timeless awareness is the basic space of wisdom. The balanced view of wisdom is the vast perspective of timeless awareness. With the recognition of the very essence of being comes freedom as the expanse of timeless wisdom. When the eggshell breaks and the eagle of awareness soars into the sky, the expanse of timeless wisdom is evident, and it's possible to be in all situations without impediment, filled with love, wisdom, and energy for whatever's occurring. From that immeasurable, unconditioned, effortless love and wisdom, activity benefits all beings. Since the display of beneficial intent is immeasurable throughout the basic space of timeless awareness, wisdom beings issue forth to ensure total benefit for all beings. Beneficial intent is the entire makeup of timeless awareness. As all the dynamic energy, whatever it is, of awareness is an appearance of wisdom, everything is imbued with beneficial intent. There's not a single thing anywhere that isn't imbued with beneficial intent. When the shell of non-recognition of awareness breaks, then one is actually an embodiment of this wisdom. And it's not that it's been somewhere else and now it's present. It's just in the resolution of all points of view, it becomes obvious. The great benefit of wisdom qualities and activities are revealed for as long as non-recognition of awareness lasts. So as long as there are any beings anywhere who don't recognize awareness, then there will be wisdom beings who appear to serve those people and support them in recognizing awareness. But all the while, neither the teacher or the students ever happened. They're all pure space beings. This is the impartial responsiveness of the basic space of wisdom, timeless awareness, dynamic and naturally arising from the essence of being, so that through its display there is abundant benefit. Impartial responsiveness, that means whatever people take points of view to be, that is the impartial responsiveness of the dynamic energy of awareness. Whatever
you ask for, you get.
Whatever you take points of view to be, that's what they'll be. It isn't so much whatever you ask for, you'll get, but whatever you take points of view to be, they'll be. Like if you only take yourself to be a limited body mind, then that's the impartial responsiveness. If you love TV sets and you buy 50 TV sets, you have the money to do that, that's the impartial responsiveness. And You're sure your well-being lies in having those 50 TV sets. So there are many great stories of this throughout time, great allegories, similes, and metaphors. One is from the Tales of Krishna, where Lord Krishna, he has 16,000 wives, and each one of the wives has 10 children. So he has 10 children times 16,000, 160,000 children. And each one of his wives lives in a fantastic palace with incredible gardens. And not only that, he is able to spend all of his time with each one of them every day. So every day, all day long, they have the experience of being with him and of him loving and adoring them. So this is just, that's a wonderful story, isn't it? And this is, or whatever it is we might want. Whatever we take points of view to be, that's what we'll be. But timeless awareness is all giving. It's just all giving. An endless font of wisdom and love. Although the display of points of view, along with all it entails, thoroughly resolves in the basic space of timeless awareness, embodiments of wisdom manifest for beings that do not recognize awareness. The wisdom, body, speech, mind qualities, and activities of great benefit arise as the beneficial responsiveness of masters of awareness, a power that is simply so, and the pure longing and aspirations of people who want to recognize awareness. Again, as long as anyone wants to recognize awareness, there will be someone to support them in doing that, and according to their disposition and inclination. Although there are innumerable emanations of benefit in all realms, they do not stray from the basic space of awareness, the beneficial intent of timeless wisdom. Naturally occurring timeless awareness is not subject to restrictions and extremes. Arising naturally within the basic space of timeless wisdom, an inconceivable array of magnificent qualities and activities manifest to masters of awareness. This is very important, especially for our point in human history, because we need many masters of awareness to provide great benefit of many different kinds, not just teachers, but great beings who are doing all kinds of things, singing songs, leading countries, leading companies, parenting children, whatever it might be, developing new systems of education, all of these things, it's very needed. Developing a world government, there are many, many incredible tasks facing us that can best be handled by masters of awareness. Moreover, great benefit manifests within the basic space of timeless wisdom as the very essence of its natural presence. It manifests as a direct response to the requests of those to be guided as well as to the needs of all beings. It's impossible that great benefit not manifest. Exactly. Everyone who comes to the Great Freedom Teaching is ready for it. Oh, it is amazing, really, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's, it's very important to understand this because then we really know what true realization is. Because there are many altered states we can get into, but the true realization of the wisdom power of great benefit isn't a state. It's just a natural way of being that's greatly beneficial. The essence of the basic space of timeless wisdom is naturally occurring timeless awareness. Its display of great benefit is the treasure trove of omniscient timeless awareness. Abiding is the single reality of being, primordial wisdom. So the great treasure chest of omniscient timeless awareness is thrown open, and all that comes out, it's completely filled with an endless array of inconceivable jewels that are all greatly beneficial, spreading its wealth everywhere. The essence of timeless awareness is the naturally present nature of being. It displays the great benefit of the exalted wisdom, compassion, and achieving activities of the beneficial intent of timeless awareness manifesting to fill all realms of basic space. We don't even have any idea what realms of basic space are here, there, and everywhere. We have no idea whatsoever. But whatever they are, naturally present there is the magnificent benefit of timeless wisdom. The essence of wisdom awareness is the ground for the arising of responsiveness. So in our actual life, in our actual lifetime, this essence of wisdom awareness within us is the ground for the arising of the responsiveness of wisdom and compassion. And then the following is true for people who are wisdom beings, wisdom embodiments, who are teachers. Its display manifests as the four types of miraculous benefit for those wanting to recognize timeless awareness. One, the miracle of the magnificent blessing of authentic teachings. Those are the direct teachings that are completely unerring in their message and can clearly cut through the root of all points of view swiftly. The miracle of the master of awareness conferring introduction to the decisive experience of timeless awareness. So in these teachings, the experience of timeless awareness isn't a destination. It's given in the very beginning. Through the skill of the teachings, it becomes evident quickly. The miracle of the master of awareness conferring the full evidence of timeless awareness through direct and unerring instruction. Through the wisdom and skillful means of the teacher is able to support anyone who wants instruction in order that awareness intensify and come into full familiarity. And the miracle of the great benefit of exalted qualities and activities, teaching, writing, and providing centers for the study and practice of authentic teachings. All these are the magnificent display of timeless wisdom. The ability to teach, the skillful means and wisdom associated with teaching and writing and providing communities and places for people to study and practice. These are all part of the magnificent display of timeless wisdom. They don't come from individual people. They come from the display of timeless wisdom. Anyone who displays timeless wisdom is displaying the same timeless wisdom as anyone else who's displaying timeless wisdom. It's not a separate function. It's never a separate function. And it's beginningless. From the beginningless beginning, timeless wisdom, its potent benefit has been naturally present. And it will never end. It's uncaused, unborn, and will never come to a conclusion. The great benefit of timeless wisdom is not achieved by effort involving cause and effect. It's absolutely impossible to attain timeless wisdom and the powers of potent benefit through any means involving cause and effect. Even if someone has used means involving cause and effect, at some point they will all be given up, including resting imperturbably. Because eventually there's just rest without trying to do so. It just comes about. It is timelessly and naturally present, manifesting within resting imperturbably. That's its abode. The most sublime secret manifests. The most sublime of all secrets that here in every single one of us are the wisdom powers of great benefit. And we never know that unless, usually unless someone tells us or somehow we're clued in. There is no being lured from it at death, and so the pinnacle approach of the unchanging essence of timeless awareness is exalted as it is not based on causes and results. The exalted fruition of the timeless wisdom of awareness is timelessly and naturally present, is unbounded, and abides within us. Timeless wisdom is not fabricated in any way. There are no causes leading to its effect. It's a timeless effect of the genuine ground of being. It doesn't come about due to anything. It's uncaused, unconditioned. It simply is as it is, inseparable from timeless awareness. It is made fully evident through the key point of resting imperturbably beyond causality, the most exalted approach to being human. When we rest as a point of view rather than getting distracted by it, we are immediately beyond causality. We're saying this point of view is not a cause that will lead to the effect of my distraction. Do you see what I'm saying? So in a very practical way, then, we're beyond causality. Born of timeless awareness, beyond words and concepts, timeless wisdom, timelessly present, is discovered through resting without trying to do so. We rest as awareness, we rest as awareness, we rest as awareness, we rest as awareness without trying to do so. Through the minimal effort, really, and sometimes it takes, so we have to muster up a little bit more, we rest as awareness and then suddenly we find ourselves resting without trying to do so. Uncompounded and naturally present, the wisdom, body, speech, mind, qualities, and activities are not realized as a result of any circumstances, yet are endowed with benefit, love, and energy. Super benefit, super love, and super energy. Beyond anything imaginable is not the result of any circumstances. Right, Kathy? It's just naturally present, completely naturally present, as a result of resting imperturbably. It's always there. It isn't even a result. It's just that it's hidden. Like it says earlier, the most sublime secret manifests. It only reveals itself in rest. This is the timeless wisdom of awareness itself, which ensures all kinds of benefit. This demonstrates that since all points of view already constitute the timely beneficial reality of timeless wisdom, realizing awareness anew happens without effort and achievement. Nothing need be done about anything that appears. That's what this says. The array of points of view consists of an inconceivable expanse of timeless awareness knowing itself, self-knowing awareness. Points of view are self-knowing awareness. So when we have points of view about what am I going to do, where am I going to go, how can I best be of benefit, these are all just points of view to rest as.